Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we begin teaching a series called Uncommon Courage. In these lessons, Rick is going to share biblical inspiration that will help you get the courage you need to follow God's calling on your life. If you'd love to help the kids you know learn God's Word, then stay with us. Because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about God's Big Plans for Me, an easy-to-understand storybook Bible by Pastor Rick Warren. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Standing Courageously for the Truth.
If you'll open your Bibles and get out your message notes, we're beginning a new series today, three-week series on uncommon courage. We're going to look at courage to take risks, having the courage to keep going when you feel like giving up. And this morning, I want us to look at the courage to stand for what you believe. A lot of Christians have a hard time speaking up for Jesus in public. That's not a new problem. 2,000 years ago, the Bible says this in the book of John, chapter 7. No one had the courage to speak favorably about Jesus in public. I wonder if that's true of you. Do you have the courage to speak publicly about Jesus favorably? Or are you an Arctic River Christian, frozen at the mouth? Even St. Paul sometimes needed encouragement to be courageous in what he believed. Acts chapter 18, the Bible says this, one night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision, do not be afraid, keep on speaking, and do not be silent. If ever there was a message that you need in today's culture, God would say this to you about your faith. Don't be afraid, keep on speaking, do not be silent. Everybody else is speaking up about what they believe. Everybody else is telling you their worldview. Why should Christians cower in cowardice? Why is it important to courageously stand up for what you believe? Why is it important to courageously speak the truth? Well, look on your outline. Jesus said this in Matthew 10. If you stand up for me against world opinion, I'll stand up for you before my Father in heaven. Well, that settles it right there. Jesus said, you stand up for me on earth, I'll stand up for you in heaven. I want that to happen for you, and I want that to happen for me. You say, what if I don't do that? Well, the next verse, Jesus says this. It's here on the screen. But if anyone denies me here on earth, I will deny that person before my Father in heaven. Do you realize how important it is that you not be a coward about your faith? Jesus said, if you deny me here on earth, I will deny you before my Father in heaven. God says, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Now, to stand courageously for what you believe, for your convictions, for the truth, when it may not be, quote, politically correct, you have to know first what the world believes, and then you know what God says is the truth. What we're talking about here is called a worldview. Your worldview is the beliefs that you base your life on. Everybody has a worldview. Everybody has a worldview. It is the beliefs that you hold to make your decisions. It is the lens by which you view life. You know, there's a thing on the internet now called Instagram where you can share pictures with other people. And the cool thing about Instagram is it gives you about 30 different filters so you can take a lousy photo that you took and using a filter, make it look professional. Now, what's interesting, it's the same picture, but when you look at it through a different filter, it looks differently. This is why we have arguments. This is why there's conflict in the world, because everybody uses a different filter. Everybody has a different viewpoint. Everybody has a different worldview. And you could take five people with five different worldviews and see them see the same event, and they're all going to see something differently because they're looking at it from their worldview. Your worldview includes how you see God. Your worldview includes how you see yourself, how you see others, how you view your past, your present, your future. Your worldview includes how you see sex, money, time. Your worldview includes how you see good and evil, problems and pressures. It influences everything in your life. And as I said, everybody has a worldview. And every time you make a decision, you access the worldview database in your mind and you decide, because I believe this, I'm gonna do this. If you, for instance, in your worldview believed the world was gonna end next week, you would act very, very differently than you are right now. Now, it's how you decide what you decide. Your worldview influences every choice you make. All your choices are based on it. Now, here's the problem. You are profoundly influenced by the worldviews of others. Most of your worldview, you didn't even pick up consciously. In fact, most of your worldview, you've never even thought about. It's unconscious, it's unspoken. You don't even think about you've never sat down and written out your philosophy of life. I guarantee you, none of you have ever done that. Written out your philosophy of life, but it's your worldview. And a lot of your worldview, you picked up not from the Word, you picked it up from the world. And you were influenced by your parents' worldview and your peers' worldview and your friends' worldview. Everything in life is supporting a worldview, and a lot of times you pick it up without even realizing it. Every time you read a newspaper article, there's a worldview in that article. Nothing is fair and balanced. Everything in life is biased because everybody has a perspective. Everybody has a filter. There's nothing wrong with that. It's the way we're wired. You just need to understand, well, that's the filter they're coming from. It's why people argue, because we see things differently from our worldviews. And so every time you listen to a song, it has a worldview. Every time you watch a movie, it has a worldview. Every time you read a newspaper or magazine article, it has a worldview. Every time you have a conversation, a worldview is being communicated there. And you pick up a lot of worldview from the world that isn't the truth. You need to pick it up from the Word, which is the truth. But as I said, most of the time you haven't even thought about it. Recently, there was a national survey done, and in this survey, they discovered that 62% of Americans claim that they are, quote, deeply spiritual. Okay, 62% of Americans claim they are deeply spiritual. So then they ask these people how that deep spirituality affected their decision making. And here's what happened. 31% of Americans say, I make my moral choices based on what feels right and comfortable. That's not too spiritual, but I make my moral choices based on what feels right and comfortable. 18% of Americans say, I make moral choices based on whatever is best for me. Okay, that's another way. 14% of Americans say, I make moral choices based on whatever causes the least conflict with others. These are the people pleasers. I go along to get along. Only 16% said, I make my moral choices based on what the Bible says, what God's word says. What does that mean? It means most Christians have a non-Christian worldview. You may be a Christian. You may be on your way to heaven, and you don't have a Christian worldview. In fact, you could be a Christian and headed for heaven and actually have an antichrist or an anti-Christian worldview because you got it from the world, not from the Word. Now, I want you to listen really careful to me. As your pastor who loves you, you may be headed for heaven, But if you don't base your decisions on the Bible, on the Word of God, you're going to have devastating results in your life. First, life isn't going to make sense. And you're going to go, my life isn't working out. It isn't working the way I had intended it to. Why do I have all this stress? Why do I have all these problems? Why is everything so messed up in my life? Because you're operating on the wrong operating system. It's going to mess up your life here on earth. You'll have unnecessary problems if you accept the world's worldview. But not only that, you will miss rewards God has planned for you in heaven. Oh, you get into heaven, but because you missed it, because you were operating not on what the Word says, but what the world says, you're going to miss so many of the rewards that God had planned for you to enjoy for eternity. So, as we start this series on uncommon courage, we need to look at standing courageously for the truth, and to live with courage, you got to learn how to clarify your worldview.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, the Bible says children are a gift from the Lord. Do you have kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, or kids in your neighborhood that need to know God loves them and has a good plan for their lives? You can help them get closer to God by encouraging them to read God's Word. That's why we're so excited to tell you about a very special resource just for kids called God's Big Plans for Me. It's a storybook Bible by Pastor Rick Warren. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
In Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." How do we bring children to Jesus? Well, the best way is to read the Bible with them. You know, when my kids were growing up, I could always see their excitement about Jesus grow every time we read stories from the Bible together. Now, I see that same excitement when I read the Bible with my grandchildren. I love teaching them at such an early age that God created them for a purpose, that they are not an accident, that they matter to God, and that He has a special plan for their lives. So I'm excited to tell you that I've teamed up with a very gifted children's illustrator to prepare a new Bible for children. It's called God's Big Plans for Me, Storybook Bible. Your kids will learn from God's Word in ways that are easy to understand. And long after they learn to read on their own, this storybook Bible is going to keep on encouraging them to trust in God's promises. The God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible contains 40 well-loved Bible stories that will help your kids learn how to apply God's Word to their lives. Each story is beautifully illustrated. It's incredible. And includes an introduction from me that encourages them to discover God's great purpose for them. It's fun, it's effective, it's entertaining, it's challenging, it's captivating. It's a great way to introduce children to God's eternal truths. Now, I'll send you this Bible for Children, God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible, just as a way of saying thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope today. We depend on your gifts. I want you to have this as my thank you gift to you. I hope you'll get a copy for all the children in your life, your kids, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, even children you know in your neighborhood. They'll all love this. We've had nothing but 100% great feedback from people who've seen the God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible.
To get your copy of this great resource, just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.